Listening to World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Johnny.
Hi, I'm Guy.
And I'm Will. We're from the band Coldplay, and we support College Radio Day.
Hey, this is Sean Lennon, and I support College Radio.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
Hey, everybody, this is Grace Potter. Thank you for supporting World College Radio Day.
Salut, vous écoutez le Jour Mondial des Radios Universitaires.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Frapes from Lumineers, and I support World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Alanis Morissette, and I support College Radio. But I won't do your homework. Please don't ask me.
And I love college. Hey!
This is World College Radio Day.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 31st, Chuck's Comedy Club DJ Sandu is playing at Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, April 1st, Adios and the Cooking Club will be making pupusas at Hiko Room 139 at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, April 2nd, join the GSA at Red Dragon Theater at 6 p.m. to watch Band Together. On Thursday, April 3rd, the Office of Health Careers will be hosting a Healthcare Professions Graduate School Information Expo, happening at 11 a.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Also happening Thursday, the annual student symposium where women's gender studies students will share their research. FITCEL 105 at 5:30 p.m. On Friday, April 4th, the Sustainability Office is celebrating students who have made commitments to sustainability at SUNY Oneonta with 3 tiers of leadership. Chat with Office of Sustainability intern Emily Friday at 2 p.m. at Hunt Union, room 216. Weather-related news. On Monday, it'll be breezy and warm. Expect showers and a few storms with a high nearly at 67 and it'll drop to 30. Tuesdays, it'll be much cooler, sunny with clouds, a high of 40, a low of 19. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy later in the day, and showers might pass through it with a high of 45 and a low around 37. Thursday, it'll be rainy and warm. The highest it'll be is 69. Friday, it'll be cool again with a few clouds and some sun. Temperatures will rise to 54, and the lows will be 30.
A quick message from the Student Association.
Make sure your voice is heard and vote in the Student Association Executive Board elections.
We are for students, by students. Your vote has the power to shape the future of our campus community.
Cast your ballot Thursday, April 3rd and Friday, April 4th online at connect.oneonta.edu.
Your voice, your vote, your future. Let's make it count.
This is a message from the Student Association Elections Committee.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
We, as student leaders and members of student-run organizations, recognize the urgent need for community solidarity in the face of recent immigration raids, attacks on DEI initiatives, trans rights, and safe spaces on our campus and the world around us.
As students, we share feelings of fear, uncertainty, and vulnerability during these times. As our identities, histories, and families continue to be under attack, we have chosen to take action and refuse anticipatory obedience.
Our clubs and organizations stand united as safe havens for all students navigating these challenging times. We commit ourselves to utilizing our collective platforms to amplify this message, offer community support, and mobilize for a call to action. Together, we remain focused in our efforts to protect and uplift communities in need.
For more resources, feel free to contact the Student Association office or reach out to any of the clubs and organizations listed on our Instagram page.
Okay.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Welcome to the podcast.
The person you have dialed is not able to receive calls at this.
There is a bookshop.
The eagle has landed.
Hey, bro, you got your phone out. You got your phone out in class, bro. Put your phone away. Hey, this is Living on Mars, a show by Marvin Lozama, me, myself. Where I just come on mic and just talk for a little bit, just talk for like an hour or so. And so, yeah, today's show is going to be a lot of yapping. I hope everyone's having a good weekend or week, not weekend. If you're tuning in for the first time, nice to meet you. Hey, grava. Let me do something really quick because I'm trying to multitask and I cannot multitask. Okay, grava, perfect. So, yeah, we're going to listen to probably some, like, Bia Badubi, perhaps, in the background as we, like, talk a little bit. But also, I hope everyone's having a good week so far. What's it called? This show, I usually come on air and I rap? Hello? No. Yeah, for a little bit. I usually have a theme. I didn't bring a theme today. I didn't prepare anything at all. But I was thinking of just talking about what's happening. What's been happening lately, but also just playing songs here and there. I just recorded the news for the station for this weekend, so my mind is, like, scattered. If you're a part of WONI and you're listening to the show right now, come this weekend to the studio. There's not a Gen Body meeting, but there's still going to be alumni that's actively going to be in the studio. So come and talk to the alumni. Come meet the alumni. They want to meet you. They want to talk to you. So come and make sure you, like, show face for that. If anyone from back home is listening, hi, hello, bello. I miss home, like, high key. But no, yeah, Onianza's been pretty chill. And what's it called? Playing Biba Doobie right now in the background. I gotta track this song. What's it called? Challenge. I just came from math class and my math professor hates me, bro. But also vice versa. Like, I do not like that, man. I swear I have beef with this professor since day one. Like, I also just hate math. So there's no interest at all in that class. I don't want to do anything at all. Like, I don't. And so going into that class, it's so annoying and stressful and just, Bro, I don't want to do snap. Also, I'm reposting on Instagram right now. The show poster and stuff. But yeah, if you're tuning in from WONI, I hope you're having a good week and enjoying life, TBH. What's happening? Yo, I was just in that class and the professor spent like 10 minutes talking about a dream, like the Minecrafter. And just talking about, like, do you guys remember when, like, he was doing the speedruns? And like, it was making me want to... Making me want to die. Like, I can't. I can't take that man serious at all. But also, like, good in the sense of he's distracting, or the class is distracting him, so we're not doing any work. But this man is still going to, like, ask and demand, so not the best, truly. What am I even saying, bro? What am I even yapping about? Like, let's be for real. Someone called earlier to the station. If you're listening, Scotty, like, come back and recommend a song. What's it called? Because yeah, like, the station has a number, like, it functions like most radio stations where, like, you can call in, request a number, you're not on air immediately, but there's still a contact, there's still, like, someone you can talk to. Like, there's a phone line is what I'm trying to say. So yeah, the phone number is 607-436-2711. If you're listening and you want to, like, recommend a song, or if you want to talk on air, perhaps, you can totally do so. And we can yap on air for a little bit. But We're going to play that song again. And also, I was really, really thinking of bringing my guitar today and practicing some music on air. But I have been flopping. I haven't been on my stuff with music. And I don't know, like, I don't openly talk about, like, my music playing. But last semester, I was doing something called, like, tiny desks, where, like, I would invite music industry majors or just friends of mine, to just play a live acoustic version of one of their favorite songs behind the mic. And so I want to bring that back again. But, like, the days that we have left for the semester are counted. Like, están contados los días. Like, we don't have much time left. So, maybe next weekend I'll plan something with Meg. Shout out to Meg, bro. Like, shout out to Meg for real. We love Meg. Meg Thomas. Thomas? Yes. But, yeah, we'll probably play some songs, some Maria's. We already practiced, or we've been practicing for a minute, but we recorded something yesterday, and maybe I play it next Thursday. Okay, okay, British accent. But, yeah, so, bro, I hate multitasking because I can't do that at all. I really can't multitask at all. Anyway, yeah, practicing music, tiny desk. If you're interested in, like, playing on the show or, like, for Woni, like, just grab a ask and we can, like, play for sure. Speaking about the days being counted, though, like, I'm literally graduating so soon challenge, and I'm not, like, ready at all. I'm gonna miss Woni and gonna miss everything that I'm doing here, but, like, I'm also gonna dismiss the friends and the connections and stuff, like, of course. I wonder if they play Woni, like, during this time at Hunt Union. So, like, people are listening to me yap in Hunt Union right now. If that's the case, boy, they gotta turn it off. Actually, keep it on, because I'm about to talk about the political and economical state of the world. But if you were hearing in the beginning of the show, I played a PSA by the community student leaders, Danny Suarez and Christian Lopez. They, or I guess Danny Suarez and her sorority cuz, they, or just, oh my God, how can I explain this? A lot of just clubs in SUNY Oneonta were standing up for DEI and stuff. And we made the PSA. We made it a PSA, and it's on in our system for DJs to use, and also will be aired at the top of every hour. Not every hour, but at the top of some hours. If you're interested in telling a story about how you've been impacted with the current administration, feel free to also contact me, just because this Friday, aka tomorrow, there's a deadline with gathering stories. I know a lot of people interacted with the Instagram posts. A lot to me is like 50 people, honestly. So, but if you have a story, just reach out like ASAP before it's too late. There's some openings tomorrow to come in to record. It's not something too tedious. It's something quite, you know, laid back. It's a professional recording, so it'll be used for the broadcast, but also be used for just documenting and archiving what's happening right now in 2025. So if you're interested in any of that, just feel free to reach out, honestly, because we are looking for stories still, and we have tomorrow until tomorrow. Let's listen to some Faye Webster, shall we? Also, call into the station. Call in so we can hear you. Yeah. But this is Better Distractions, recorded at Electric Lady Studios. I love Faye Webster.
To spend my time, but nothing's appealing. Nothing really lasts that long for me to realize I'm still alone and you're not with me. Wonder what's inside your mind, but you seem pretty occupied, so I'll leave it. Change the name and make it my own. Will you will you be with me? Will you be with me?
Bug it up, bug it up, bug it up, bug it up.
Below. You know, I should have probably planned like a better theme or like some type of script for today. But I mean, that's what I kind of do. Just like, I don't know, get on here and just yap sometimes accordingly. So basically, this is a show called Living on Mars. My name is Marvin Lizama, Mars Lizama. And I run the station from 12 to 1 on Thursdays. Every Thursday is from 12 to 1. If you want to call in and you want to recommend a song, or you want to rap. Why do I keep on saying rap, bruh? If you want to yap about what's happening or just have something on your mind, what's your rant of the day? Just call the station, 607-436-2711. Well, I'm literally gonna blow up challenge because so much is happening, but genuinely excited for this weekend. It's alumni weekend, or I guess it's like, I actually don't know if it's a school recognized thing, and I should know, but I'm not on it right now. But Wony alumni are going to be coming to the studio this whole entire weekend. So if you're around, make sure you stop by. Also on Sunday, there's going to be Wony Island, which is an annual live music concert free thing that Wony does. They just get a bunch of bands, local bands, student bands, and they just play live music at Fine Arts Room M. I think it's M201. So make sure if you're free on Sunday after 2 p.m. And what are you doing? Come on, pull up. So, yeah, that should be awesome. I shall be there from like 3 and on. But it's going to be exciting stuff. Oh, I need to talk about emergency intercom because I just looked down at my phone. And I still have the phone case, which is kind of problematic. Well, but I genuinely paid too much money for this. Like, come on. I paid $30 plus shipping to get this damn phone case, and now they're getting canceled on TikTok and everywhere, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing walking around and being like, yeah, emergency intercom, and yeah, and Drew, silence. Just how they are right now, they're freaking silent. But yeah, no, I paid too much money for it, so I'm like, I kind of need to just have it a little bit longer, and then I'll switch back to my original phone case, which is like a planet related thing, phone case. Yeah, no, but I am so sad with the emergency intercom thing. I've been a fan of them for so long. Enya in particular, because she's Honduran, like I am, and I always say like she's my Honduran sister, which, okay, it's like mad cheesy, but genuinely, like, I felt so, I don't know, just like knowing that like someone is shares like the ethnical background, like has the Spanish speaking parents and has that type of culture, like you find comfort in that. And so it was so disappointing to like hear that, but are we surprised? Kind of. No. Also, everyone's been bugging about the voting red thing, like Belo challenge, like we're like on the in the finals for the school March Madness mascot thing. Sure, first of all, surprised that we beat Binghamton, because Binghamton is Binghamton, hello, and the fact that like we beat their mascot is kind of crazy. But hey, I guess we're like in the finals, so if you're listening and you haven't voted for red, you should vote for red. It might as well, because we're like already more than halfway there. I mean, we're in the finals, so might as well push for the push to get the victory. I'm so exhausted. Oh my graba. But yeah, if you're listening and you have a song recommendation, or if you want to yap on here, like tune in, tap in, and we shall talk about nonsense, because that's what I do. I come on here and I don't prepare anything, and I always say that I will prepare something, but I don't. And so I'm kind of slacking. I'm slacking for real. I am in dire need to go back home. I miss my bays, and also my bay. Like, I'm gonna start tweaking out like bad. But Oneonta has been quite cold, miserable, and sad, and unreal, if I'm being honest. Shout out to Julian, King Julian. Yesterday, we made a genre bumper for the station, so you're probably gonna be hearing a new, like, newer sets of things from the production department, and so stay tuned to that. Basically, I have a bunch of files that I have to edit, which is literally my fault, because I invite people to record stuff. I'm like, yeah, come record stuff. Yeah, but then like everything that's recorded, like I'm the one who has to sit, like I'm the one who's responsible for it and like has to execute everything. So bro, like, I don't want responsibility. Don't give me that right now, challenge. I don't want it. Anyway, just kidding. But I need to sit down and edit like a few PSAs that'll be aired. So if you're a DJ listening, make sure you use the new material, because deadass, this is like killing me. Like, it's not killing me, but like it's exhausting. There's so much stuff I have to put together. And I'm exhausted already. But what's it called? I'm gonna shout this out right now because I love Amanda so much. Amanda's band Crimson was playing yesterday for O Factor, and if you were there, that was quite literally, it was so eventful. It was kind of silly. But if you're, oh, we have a caller. Oh, caller on the line. If you were there for O Factor yesterday and you didn't vote, like, please vote. Go ahead and vote, honestly. A lot of the bands were performing, and it was quite interesting, quite awesome, I'm not going to lie. I think their thing is on Campus Connections, so if you are still, like, interested in, what's it called? If you're interested in any particular bands to open up for Neon Trees, definitely vote. Vote for Crimson. They're pretty sweet, honestly. So it's I Meg is in that van, and also Amanda, and they're both part of Woni. They're DJs. Oh well, Amanda's part of eBoard. I don't think Amanda has a show, no shade, but like no, they're amazing, and I'm voting for Crimson, and you should vote for Crimson too. Amanda is also hosting a Greek tabling with Greek food today from 2 to 4. or from 2 to 4. But basically, be at Hunt Union. Be at Hunt Union, and we be their challenge to commemorate with the graduates who are graduating the senior. Hello? That was not English. Those who are graduating this year from 2:30 to 4 p.m. at the waterfront room at Hunt Union. Yeah. But, yeah, feel free to stop by for that and support the people. What was I going to yap about? My car, bruh. I literally, okay, admitting to people now that I guess I have a car, but, so listen, hear me out. I never really had a car. I'm one of those people who if you're from like a city period, like you're gonna probably rely on public transportation, and I definitely am one of those people who heavily still rely on public transportation. And so having a car is awesome, but it's literally broken challenge, and I'm broken. I need to pay for like so much stuff for this car, and bro, like I heard people talk about it when they had their own cars, like my siblings, like my older brother, he'd be like, once you get your car, it's gonna be awesome, but then you're gonna have to pay for so much stuff. Yes, I'm facing that right now, and if you look at me, please, like, look at me dead in the eye and try to assume that I know anything about cars. Challenge failed. Like, I cannot recall like a single piece in my car. Like, my engine, cannot tell you that. Like, the specific like head beams that I was looking for, could not tell the guy that at AutoZone. Like, it was kind of embarrassing, but also not embarrassing, because I should have like all pride and just like, I don't know, embracing whatever, but like, I truly don't know nothing about cars. And so right now I'm facing this big blocker where I need to fix my car and change like a bunch of stuff before it explodes on me, and it's just mad meticulous and also expensive. Like, bruh, like I'm gonna complain about it every day challenge, because I'm not gonna lie, like my wallet is it's going down the drain. Like, all the money is going down the drain, bruh. Like, I can't afford all this. So, working my butt off for real is what I've been doing. And so, donate, y'all. Donate some money, please, for my car. Like, it's too much money. Anyway, I'm going to play a song. And if you have any song recommendations, this is the time to call in. Call in when a song is playing so that I can pick up the phone. But, this song is called Destroyer. Sorry, it's not called Destroyers. It's by Destroyer, Fiverr. Called Bologna, and it's part of Rotation, so we must play a song from Rotation. So here's this song. I actually haven't heard it, so this is kind of bad, but this is a song, Bologna.
That explains things. There's an outer chance.
when I actually want to yap for longer, so I'm going to yap over this song. It's never been clear to me if that's allowed. It's never been clear to me if that's allowed to yap over a song, but, well, here we are. This song is part of rotation, and it's required for us to play as DJs, at least one from, like, a list of, like, a Wony playlist. And, yeah, pretty chill. I'm going to also play another song. Shout out to Dez recommending a song, which we shall play soon in queue after this song. But, yeah, keep on recommending songs. This is lit. Not the beeba doobie. Give me a second. Challenge. Let's see. We have Cammy on air. I'm trying to find the actual thing so we can hear Cammy on air. Hello, Cammy.
Hello,
Cammy. Hey. How's it going?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to everybody. Well, Cammy and I were talking about emergency intercom on the back, like on the low. And, So Cammy, like, bro, we've both been fans of emergency intercom, and seeing all this stuff right now is just so disappointing. I have the phone case, and when I tell you, I just bought it, like, literally this week. Oh. Like, it arrived this week. So it's, like, so bad timing. But I love them so much. I truly love them so much. It's so sad to see what's been going on. Like, it's disappointing.
Yeah. It's something in the air, though. Like, I guess everybody who is knowing everybody who is, like, low-key messed up, like, it's coming to light.
It is. It really is. And, like, what's that one? Like, maybe this is religious trauma, but, like, my mom would grow up and say, like, everything in the dark will come to light or something like that. But, like, truly, people's true colors are showing. Like, people mm-hmm. are coming out.
Yeah, even, like... Even the Chapel Rowan, have you been seeing any of that?
No, wait, what's happening with Chapel? Don't say that, I'm scared.
She didn't, like, say anything super bad, but, like, she said something about, like, mothers, like, all the mothers that she knows who are her friends, like, are, like, miserable and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then she also said something later, like, this was on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the...
Yes. But continue.
Yeah, the Call Me Daddy podcast. Yeah, and, like, then she was talking about, like, how she's not a political, like, person, and she's just a pop star, and people shouldn't be, like, looking to her for, like, that kind of thing. But then she's, like, she's active in, like, some areas and, like, mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. So people are just like, okay, girl, you're being shady. Like, you're picking and choosing.
Yep.
So... Yeah, that's the vibe that's going on right now.
Bro, it's everyone that's, like, kind of, like, getting up there on mainstream. But, I mean, maybe it's a bigger conversation of, like, cancel culture and how extreme it's going, because it's, like, everyone's being put on the chopping block and just, like, being evaluated as if they're, like, valid or not. Because, honestly, like,
yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to like people like showing or expressing their opinions like as influencers or as people of like influence, like no matter if you're pop like music or just like entertainment, like I think there is some type of like maybe not exact responsibility of word, but you should definitely advocate for what's right, especially if you're behind communities like the LGBTQ or just like people of color. Like those communities are what bring tradition, what bring culture, what bring a lot to the plate. And so like if you're not repping your roots, if you're not like repping like the communities who bring this to the begin with, it's like sort of like where are you showing like respect, kind of. So Chapel Roan, I didn't know it was that deep, but truly in to some extent I feel like it's kind of real. Like there are people who are being educated in the political world, and they are the right people to go to, but still like as young people, like we go to like these people like Emergency Intercom and just like hear music and the whatever, like Chapel Roan and stuff, like they in some way they're shaping us like as young individuals. So it's still super important to highlight everything that's happening. So I don't know, it's like double-sorted, I guess, like double-edged sword, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, because like it's one thing to be like a political artist, like that is
true,
definitely a thing out there, and like nobody's asking her to be Kendrick, but like girl, like the queer community has done like so much politically, and none of them were really like in politics for real. So like I don't know. I guess it's because maybe she was talking about this kind of stuff at one point, but then like at the start of the election and everything, it kind of just started to turn, and she was like, okay, like low key, I don't want all this heat.
Yeah, for real. I mean, but it's scary too, because just the people, like I think Twitter mainly are just can be so vile. They can be so like,
oh my gosh,
they can attack people like crazy. And so I'd be scared too if I was like publicly out there, like I don't
especially
even know.
Like just got getting famous. Like she just got famous.
Yeah, it's like dead.
Oh my god.
But I almost said a curse word. I can't curse. The amount of times I've like slipped up like just today, it's bad. Like it's not good.
Oh no.
Yeah, but it happens.
It's okay.
Yes. Anything else that we need to say about Emergency Intercom or
I don't even know. Oh, okay. Like maybe some other podcasts. Like honestly, because I listen to podcasts like often.
Yeah. What podcast?
So I'm gonna see. Let me see. So I listen to ADHD Love.
Ooh.
It's like it's this couple, and they're actually really funny, and they like talk about really good topics and like just good stuff like that. And then I do watch a lot of like queer ones.
Yes, because, we love.
Yeah.
Yes. What's that one that's like everyone's going to after Emergency Intercom? I think it's like Cockatoo Twin,
oh,
or like something
neighbors.
Like that. Or that one too. I love them. Oh my god, they just had Drew on their podcast and her sister, which is like she also has a podcast, but it's strictly on Spotify. Like I don't know, but yeah, no, I love them too. Like Upstairs Neighbors, they're really great.
Oh shoot! I gotta watch that episode. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm just a fan on TikTok, but
I watch them too actually. And then I watch this one called Glass Closet.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one's pretty funny. But once you start watching like podcasts on YouTube, like they'll just start popping up more.
Yeah, literally.
So that's why I've been watching so many lately, because it's just like, for some reason, I can't watch TV. I'm only, like, listening to podcasts or, like, watching YouTube right now.
Yeah, literally. I think, like, podcasts is so good. I was talking, this is TMI, I was talking to my therapist, and I was like, bro, I'm trying to find, like, good podcasts and everything, and they were like, you should dive into, like, the political and advocacy type of podcast or, like, the docu-series type of podcast, and I was like, so true. And they recommended me some. Do I remember? No. I don't remember that, bro. But like podcasts are so good. I love a good podcast. I love like doing something and having a podcast in the background, or just like walking and just like hearing people just like talking in my ear, and I'm laughing like stupid, like, and like as I'm doing something, people might think I'm crazy, but I'm just like listening to a funny podcast, and it's like, bro, I'm not crazy, I swear. It's just like what I'm listening to is just so good. Oh, do you know Ricky and Denzel? They have a, what is it called, like I Said What I Said. It's on Spotify, but like I haven't heard their episodes in a minute, but like they're really funny. I love them so much. Like,
They are funny. I don't think I ever listened to their podcast, but I remember when it was like coming out.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Like, I think they also did, oh God, they did an episode with Enya and Drew, which was like, this was a while ago, but I ran into that episode and like, that was like gold to me. Like, and it still kind of is, like, no shade, but like, I love that episode so much. It was just so funny. Like, they just got along so well. Their banter, their humor was awesome. And damn, I want to listen to it again now. But they're canceled. Like, what are we going to do, bro? Like, Cammy, what are we going to do, bro?
I know. I mean, I'm just waiting for that apology video.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that, though.
No, because they also left and they just came back from like a hiatus or whatever. And this is what they came back with. Like, this is so not the vibe. Mm. Like, they disappointed so many people.
Yeah, there's no way they can ignore it either. Like,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, but I let you finish your show. I did have a song request for you.
Yes. What's the song?
Before I go, so it's called Umpa, UMPA.
Uh huh.
And then it's by F C U K
E R S
E. Yep.
Got you. I'm adding it to the queue right now so it can play.
Yay.
Thank you, Cammy, okay, for calling. You're amazing and I miss you. And I was so happy to see you yesterday at O Factor. That was so awesome. But like, I disappeared. Yeah. Like, I saw you and then I was like, and then I like faded out in the back. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, same. I did that. I was so tired, but it was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was a good vibes. But I hope you have a great rest of your day, yeah. Cammy.
Thanks. Yes. Have a good rest of your show.
Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Okay, guys. So we're going to play two songs. We're going to play Birds of a Feather and then Oompa. This is Kind of Like Spitting. Sweet. So thanks for tuning into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. We're going to play another song right after this one. And I hope you're having a good week. Tune in next Thursday, by the way, as we will be doing more stuff on air and probably just compiling more stories. But yeah, this is UMPA. Thanks, Cammy. Thanks for tuning into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. We're going to play one more song after this one because it's about to conclude. But thanks for tuning in. Come next Thursday, 12 to 1. Or if you want to be a DJ at the station, like, totally feel free to talk to one of us on eBoard so we can get you on air. Graba, graba. Anyway, I love this song. It's such a vibe switch, but it's one of my favorite songs from the Marias, and we're going to end it off with this one. Yeah, so my name is Mars. This is Living on Mars, and shout out to my lover.
Jesse, I remember how you'd come to all our shows. Afterwards, you'd tell me big ideas of your own. I guess I'd heard that you were down. I didn't want to pry. People get back up or else they die. Your cousin called and I just knew that it was bad news. Same story, different details, just like David, just like all the Livewire boys I knew at school. So funny and so cool. I have a memory of picking up. I'm in the front seat of a stranger's car. Big old Cadillac, driven by a maniac. Forgot that you were in the back. I was not alone, in fact. Thanks for making sure I got out of the front seat of that car. Thanks for talking to me in the park. I didn't know you. Feel like I was let down by your pain. I had a hunch we were the same. I guess I'd heard that you were down. Didn't wanna pry. Next time, I'll ask why. People always get back up.
Don't even talk to me until I've had my little treat. I don't care if it's stupid, it still means something to me. 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 Something to me.
Something to me.
You're listening to Radiothon. 24 hours non-stop tunes. Yeehaw! Only on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta the Whale.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn,